WBC1 now, the news headlines from Ian Webster.
BL Shop stewards have rejected the company's latest pay offer. At a meeting in Birmingham, they voted to throw out the package and continue the strike, even if it does put jobs at risk. But the engineering workers' leader, Terry Duffy, says the offer should be accepted. He feels there's nothing to be gained from a lengthy strike. The company itself has paid for big advertisements in the daily papers to urge the same. The workers themselves will decide on the offer tomorrow at mass meetings. The British Steel Corporation say another 750 jobs will have to go by the end of March. The plants affected are Port Talbot and Llanwern in South Wales. The cutback was announced after record production figures were released for Llanwern. Meanwhile, the corporation chairman, Mr. Ian McGregor, has told the CBI's annual conference that today's dole queues are the result of a decade of national indulgence. The Soviet submarine that's been stuck on a mudbank in Swedish waters has at last been towed off, but not set free. Tugs came to her rescue after the crew sent out SOS signals because of heavy gales. The captain has now returned to the submarine after explaining to the Swedish authorities how he sailed into restricted waters. There was a small explosion near the Royal Navy survey ship Hecate in the French port of Nantes. An organisation calling itself the Bobby Sands Group after the dead Northern Ireland hunger striker says it planted the device, but no one was hurt. Foreign Secretary Lord Carrington was booed and heckled by Tory pro-Israeli supporters tonight over his support for the Saudi Arabian plan for the Middle East. The jeers came at a meeting in London when he said the Palestine Liberation Organisation had to be included in any talks on a lasting peace. Lord Carrington flies to Saudi Arabia tomorrow. Finally, police investigating the robbery of more than £1 million from a bank in the south of France believe the gang used a child or a midget to squeeze into the narrow vault. All they found at the scene were a few coins and some very small footprints. Well, that's the news tonight. Good night.